أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. Before we carry on, what Alif Lam Mim, just a little brief explanation again to recap of Surah Fatiha. This is a very, very great favor of Allah which He has blessed us with, Surah Fatiha. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes qasam of Allah that being in whose hands a person's life lies, and says that this surah, the like of it has not been revealed in the Torah, Injil, Zabur, nowhere. This is a great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and a very great gift also that at the end of the surah, which is not part of the surah, but we read Ameen. Ameen, we also just take it for granted. It is also a very great ni'mat which was just given to this ummah. Other people then have stolen it from this and added it in their du'as also. The word Ameen, in according to Arabic grammar, is called Isme Fa'al. That is, it is a noun, but the meaning of it is a verb, that if al kaza, O Allah, you do so, what we have been asking you, you do that for us. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw somebody making du'as, heard him making du'as, and said if he seals it with Ameen, then his du'as will be readily accepted. So when we make du'a and we say Ameen, like if the person, somebody else make du'as, we should do it also consciously. It is a great thing. And even on our own du'as, when we finish the du'a, we should say Ameen. And when Surah Fatiha is recited, then at the end, if we say, we should say Ameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we must say Ameen. But of course, as Hanafis, we say it softly. And as Shafis, we say it aloud. Aloud does not mean screaming, but just the voice comes out. And a person, and the Malaika also say Ameen. And a person whose Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, his du'as are accepted and he's forgiven also. Great, great virtues are mentioned. Anyway, the surah, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, in the first three ayats, explained who Allah is. That is, Allah is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah, all praise is only for Allah, who is the Rabb, who is the nourisher, creator, sustainer of the entire universe. And then two very special qualities of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, that Allah is most merciful, most compassionate. And then another great quality of Allah for the Akhirat, Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah is not, does not have to go by the book. Allah Ta'ala is the owner. He does as He pleases. And nobody can question Allah. Nobody can look up to Allah and ask why this. Allah is the owner. He does as He pleases. And in there also is hidden the great mercy of Allah, that Allah will be forgiving so many people, and nobody can question Allah, why have you forgiven them? When they were such great, great sinners, why have you forgiven them? That is Allah. When a person now knows who Allah is, who was in the absent, then immediately a person now turns directly to Allah, and here he says, Iyaka. It is only you. Now he was returning to Allah. Now no more Allah is in the absence, but now directly you are present with Allah. And we should try and build on our namazes and realize this. First, the description of Allah, the qualities of Allah, who Allah is, the introduction of Allah. Now we got a direct connection. Every person now is blessed with a direct connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that, O Allah, it is only you that we worship and only you that we seek help from. Now your contact has become directly with Allah. As a poet has said very beautifully, that Allah is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves. But our whole life, we haven't even traveled this little bit to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah is so close, but we have put in Surah Fatiha, and also if a person makes his 5 times namaz, what is Sunnat-e-Mu'akkada only, the Witr namaz, Sunnat-e-Mu'akkada, then 32 times in a day he's reading Surah Fatiha, or the Imam is reading on his behalf. If we make our full namazes with the nafils, etc., sunnat, ghair muakkada, then 48 times he's reading Surah Fatiha. And for the 48 times we are coming so close to Allah, direct contact with Allah, and then we are asking Allah Ta'ala, the greatest, and this is the summary of Surah Fatiha also, oh Allah, show us the straight path. That is our real objective, to find the straight path, and the straight path is the one that leads to Allah. So we should connect with Allah. Allah is so close to us, and in Surah Fatiha, every time we can come closer and closer and connect with Allah Ta'ala. And then that path is defined, which is very important, that we understand that our greatest need, which we are asking for about 48 times a day, 32 times a day we are asking, that oh Allah, show us the straight path, the path of those people who you have blessed, the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, that is the path. And then we make it also clear that, oh Allah, not the path of the Jews and the Christians, not the path of those who have gone astray, whether they have knowledge and they have gone astray, or whether in their passion and in their desire of worshipping you they have gone astray, whichever way they have gone astray. So here also we should see that how much then are we still imitating the non-believers. In all, one of the major sins which the Ummah generally is involved in is imitating the non-believers. In our lifestyle, in our dressing, in our day-to-day things, our holidays, our whatever it is, we can see our dressing, our hairstyles, almost everything. And this is one of the major causes of Allah Ta'ala's punishment coming then to us. That when our education today, that more than our own Islamic education, we are giving great preference to the education of the non-believers, of this dunya's education. It isn't that that it's wrong to have it, but preference must be given to Islamic education. That we should have. And other education, no problem. That we do our ibadat also, that is the most important. Nothing wrong with doing our dunya's things, our professions, our businesses, etc. But preference must be given to our ibadat. And especially in our hearts and our thoughts, our ibadat, Allah Ta'ala must be foremost in front of us. So this imitating of the non-believers, this is a thing that brings havoc, wreaks havoc within us. And Allah's punishment comes down, if we really have to analyze wherever it has come, it is one of the basic causes of is because of imitating the non-believers. So in Surah Fatiha we should consider that every day 42 times basically we are reading and we are asking Allah for this. And why are we not coming onto that path? And it isn't only outwardly that we follow sunnats, we have a beard, we have kurta, burqa for the ladies, etc. But our hearts must also incline and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very great surah, and it ends with waladhalin and then Ameen. So Ameen is not part of the surah, but it is a very important dua that we should make at the end, and that we should also make our namazes, conscious namazes. Now we all read our namazes, how many of us read behind the imam, and in the whole world, Fajr, how many of us read, but our hearts are not there. And that Surah Fatiha, this great gift, we haven't understood what a great ni'mat. And in conclusion, Surah Fatiha, one of its names is also Surah Shifa. It is a surah of Shifa. And it has been found extremely beneficial that for to read it even on a person who is a mental case, which generally is very difficult to cure, but Surah Fatiha is helpful. We should also think, we are ill. There are so many in our family members, people who are ill. Do we read Surah Fatiha and blow upon them? We don't need parilu pani from some maulana or somebody. We can read and let the little children read Surah Fatiha on water and drink that water, sprinkle it upon the ill persons. It's got great, great shifa. It's a surah of shifa. So we should use this which Allah has given us and completely free of charge and really without any effort. What effort is there to read Surah Fatiha? So it is surah of shifa also, surah of guidance also, surah of reaching Allah Ta'ala also, the opening of the Quran Sharif, and a great, great ni'mat of Allah. May Allah let us appreciate it and make our lives accordingly. وآخر دعوانا